Now, the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service are hosting a community event where they will be joined by the island's ambulance service and Hampshire Police. The event is on until 2:30 today, and basically they'll have attendees from the Stroke Association who will offer free blood checks to visitors. Anyone who has a check will be given a free voucher for the Karate and Self-Defence Group in Newport. And our man there is Marco. Is there still a big crowd there, Marco?
There is, Ian. There's a great big crowd. There's at least 50 to 60 people. I kid you not. They're queuing up and all having a blood test. It's very good to see. Plus, they can have a bit of free cake and coffee.
Which is, it's killing two birds with one stone, isn't it? I mean, you know, yes, you're getting a bit of cake and some coffee as well. But also, you know, having a blood test these days is really vital. It's really important.
It is important. And I've actually had a blood test. And I've got a piece of paper to say I've just crept into the orange area, which means that I could just be a little bit more wound up today, but to keep an eye on it, if I'm a bit worried, go and see the doctor within a month. So there we are. That's just for me. Now, and, so it's well worth doing.
So the orange is because I've checked this out very recently as well. I've been told that my blood pressure was sky high, and I'm now into the orange bit, which is the pre-high blood pressure, isn't it?
That's the pre-high blood pressure, yeah. I'm just crept over it a bit. So she said, don't worry about that. It could just be walking. It could be a cup of coffee. It could be anything like that. But she said, just keep an eye on it. And if you're a bit concerned, go down and see the doctor within a month and have a full test.
Okay. I know it's private when they do the checks and the tests. But what's the general consensus of people coming out of having the test? Is are they getting good news or?
Yeah, but generally they're in the okay section. There are a few that's gone right into the orange section. And they asked you what your lifestyle is and all that. But generally, she said, the best thing to do is, because it's been checked out, this is a bit of paper, now go along to your doctor and have a full check, because, it is important. You never know. So it is, the outcome from it is excellent, definitely.
Okay, and obviously, this is close to our hearts, and we'd have thought, we wouldn't be thinking we'd have this conversation. We would be having this conversation about Martin Poynter.
No, you wouldn't know.
And we knew that he was fit and healthy and on the outside. Yep. Underneath it all, obviously, that probably makes it more important for people to go and check things out, because you might be looking all right on the outside, but on the inside, there might be a few things wrong.
As we know, there was a fine example, super fit guy doing everything, and there we are, 49 years of age, tragedy.
Now, the event later on will culminate in traditional switching on of the Christmas tree lights over there at the fire station, and this year it's going to be switched on by Toby, Max and Harry. They're Martin's children, so that'll be a lovely moment later on.
I think it's between 4 and 4:30, just as I'd have a bit of announcement. And I think there's a great big cheque that's going to be distributed on behalf of Martin, some money they've collected. So it'll be quite a touching, but a good afternoon anyway.
And later on, they're going to apparently hand over a cheque for £1,000 to the Martin Point Trust.
Which is marvellous, isn't it? Absolutely marvellous.
It is. And then on Saturday, there's another event. There's a car wash being held at Newport Fire Station Saturday, 5th of December, and that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. And now, I do have a guy here, which is a very close friend of Martin. His name's Trevor Morris. He's the station manager at Newport, and he's going to tell you what his perspective is on the day's events. Okay, so I'll hand him over to you.
Thanks, Marco.
See you, mate.
Hello.
Hello, hi, there's Trevor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, very good. Been a good turnout. Really pleased.
Good. You must be really pleased. I mean, obviously, an incredibly popular chap was Martin, so I would imagine that's the reason why, it's being well received today. Lots of people turning up. And, of course, it's early days as well. You've still got another 2.5 hours yet. So did you set yourself a target how many people you were going to get through the doors and have checked?
No, we didn't set ourselves a target. I mean, my experience of holding things at the fire station is depending on those that are willing to come through the doors. It pretty much makes for the numbers that come in. My main intention was that, having been approached by Claire Poynter, Martin's sister, representing the Martin Poynter Trust, she wanted to try and raise money for the Stroke Association on the Isle of Wight and carrying out sort of blood tests for members of the public. So I was all for that. And basically, after a couple of chats, we decided that today would be the day we would choose. And what we've done is we've actually managed to encourage the local ambulance, Isle of Wight Ambulance Service, and also representation from the Hampshire Police to come along to sort of show as emergency services actually being behind this sort of public awareness, should we say, because obviously it impacts on not only members of the public as we've seen, but also our own personnel as we've seen with Martin. So I've no real concern over the numbers that are coming. I just want to encourage people to come along, have a sit down, maybe have their blood pressure checked, have a chat with the people that are here, and also there's tea and cake to be had as well, and hopefully at the end of the day we could have made some money towards the Stroke Association donations as well.
Fantastic. Will it be a yearly event?
Well, I would like to think so, because, I mean, this is, as you said yourself, this is early days, and the Martin Poynter Trust is obviously in its infancy, and I think as we go on through the years that it will be something we will try to maintain, because really and truly, you know, the emergency services is all about safety per se nowadays, and this is an area that we can maybe help people prevent something happening to them. So yeah, in answer to your question, I'd like to see that happen, definitely.
Now, another cheeky question, have you actually had the test?
You know what, I haven't. I've been spending too long waiting for Mr. Newland to hand me the phone, but my intention will be to go over and sit down with them, yeah, and have it done. Hopefully in the next few minutes.
And you know, it just say, for instance, if you are, you know, you have the test done, and it's the, you know, it's in the red, or it's not. What will you do about it?
Yeah, I'll go and see my GP and see what he has to say about it, and then if it has an impact on diet or exercise or something that I'm maybe not doing, try and rectify my lifestyle and bring it back to where it should be.
Do you know, it's a perfect answer, and I'm glad you said that, because too many men, and they are mostly men, that will say, no, I'm all right.
Well, you see, I'm in my 50s now, and I've got to think about what life I can have and for the rest of my years.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can't... The trouble is, you're fit when you're younger, you can rest on your laurels, and it's about maintenance, really, and that's what I'm hoping to sort of get across the other guys here today.
I mean, earlier on this year, you know, taking you back, you know, what happened to Martin was a complete shock, and it shook people down to their boots. And you know, if one thing, one positive thing that comes out of this, it is a case of, hey, look, check out your blood pressure, check these things, and make sure that you keep on top of it. Don't push it to one side. So if anything that we learn out, you know, from Martin's death, is that one thing. We don't take it for granted. We've got to go out and make these checks, because you know, you make that check today, and some changes to your lifestyle later today, and that might mean the difference between living and dying.
I think it's the invisible unknown, isn't it? You know, if you've bruised your arm or you've cut yourself or there's something hanging off, you can see it, but it's what's going on the inside that we don't tend to see. So what you're saying there is correct, and, you know, these people can help.
Well, look, thanks very much for your time, and we're not going to hold you up anymore, because you need to go and get that test done yourself.
Okay, thanks for talking to me.
And pleasure. And don't forget, are you there on Saturday as well? You might want to just give that a plug as well before you go.
Saturday, where are we on Saturday? I'm not here on Saturday.
Oh, you're not even going to bring your car in to be washed?
The car wash, yeah. Well, the car wash is, I don't think they want to wash my car. I think I'm duty bound to wash my own.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, the car wash will be, that's for the Fire Service Benevolent Fund, Fire Service Charity, another great cause for the firemen as well. So if anyone wants to bring their cars along, I'm happy.
How much is it for a car wash?
I think it's generally a donation rather than the cost.
Brilliant. That's perfect. Let's hope you get plenty of people there. That's this Saturday. Thank between you. 9 and 2. Great to talk to you.
Thanks very much. Cheerio. Bye. Cheerio.
Cheers. And hopefully we'll get Marco back on now. Yes, I'm fine now, Marco. I'm a bit worried about you, because you are pre-high blood pressure. So what are you going to do? Don't laugh. What are you going to do about it?
Well, don't put me under pressure. I'm going to take it easy for the rest of the day, and then I shall probably go down to the doctors over the next 3 or 4 days and have another check. And she said it will more than likely slip down into the right zone. It's probably just sort of, as you know, being given the phone, rushing here, nowhere to park, having a cup of coffee, it just creeps you up a bit, the old pressure. So we'll be all right.
Okay. Well, look, you're in the same position as I am. I'm in pre-orange or pre-high, so, you know, maybe we've both got to do something about it. Maybe it's a glass of red wine a night.
Well, that's what I'm going to suggest.
Okay. Thanks.
A big glass. Anyway, I should come back to the studio and we can have a chat then. But so I think you've got a good précis of what the event's all about today, and that was a good thing from Trevor, the close colleague. So I'll leave you with that then, Ian, okay?
Thanks, Marco. You're a star. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.